USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate moves ahead with a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package after a long night of voting. The reconciliation procedure used by Democrats to pass President Biden's plan allowed for an unlimited amount of resolutions to be considered in the Senate. $15 an hour minimum wage is included in this reconciliation. Another amendment sought to ensure upper-income taxpayers are not eligible for the $1,400 payments in the plan. The vote on the measure passed 99-1. The House voted on Thursday evening to remove Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments because of previous public statements. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday called it a partisan power grab. The vote, 230 to 199, was pretty much down party lines. A New Mexico State police officer was fatally shot on Highway 10 between Las Cruces and Deming Thursday. The officer killed is 28-year-old Darian Jarrett. The suspect is 39-year-old Omar Felix Cuerva. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
China continues its aggressive behavior. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News,
"Well, Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The halftime show at Super Bowl 55 will feature The Weeknd. Lead singer Abel Tesfaye promises the show will be family-friendly. He also says the show will be presented throughout the stadium, including the pirate ship.
Due to the COVID and for the safety of the players and the workers, we kind of built the stage within the stadium. We're also using the field as well, but we wanted to kind of do something that we've never done before. And, so we built the stage in the stadium, but I'm not going to tell you anything else because you'd have to watch on Sunday.
Abel tells reporters his favorite halftime show from years gone by.
I don't know what technically the greatest is, but my favorite is definitely Diana Ross, 1996. She's just so glamorous, and the show just makes me smile, and she has a great exit with the helicopter. She lands in the middle of the field, grabs onto it, and flies out into the clouds. It's like, I wish I could have done that. I wish I thought of it, to be honest.
The Super Bowl is Sunday as the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 6:30 p.m. Eastern is kickoff time on CBS. Former President Trump has resigned from the Screen Actors Guild after the board voted that his actions prior to the Capitol riot violated their guidelines. In a letter, President Trump wrote to SAG-AFTRA President Gabriel Carteris, in a letter, "I write to you today regarding the so-called disciplinary committee hearing aimed at revoking my union membership. Who cares?" End quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.